Good morning. It's 10:29 a.m. on Monday, October the 21st, 2019. Well, I got out of the wind and it got hot fast in here. The wind is whipping this morning. It is just cranking away. And it is cold. The ambient temperature is around 40, 40, 44, something like that. But the wind is just whistling, and it's raw and it's cold. But I just made the turn down into the neighborhoods where I'm protected, and it's really quite lovely. So yeah, I'm back. I'm home. I didn't walk last night. I should have, but I was pooped. Man, I was tired. I went to bed early, got a good night's sleep. I'm a happy camper this morning. I had therapy at 9, so I was couldn't get out until 10. I just sort of been poking along for the last half hour or so. Recapping my weekend in the spaces of my memory. Met a lot of interesting people. Got to touch base with a lot of old friends, made some hopefully new friends. Ran into a young lady that is worth watching. The girl can write. Let me just say that. The girl can write. Her name is Beckham, Beckham, Lawre, Lawre. I don't know if it's Lawre or Lawre. She said it twice. I don't know what it was. But one of the panels that I got at the last minute was a panel called Chopped, where we were doing improvisational short fiction. The audience throws a character, a setting, and a conflict. And the authors on the stage have 5 minutes to write a story that they can then read to the audience. And it was wicked fun. It was such a blast. No pressure. Here you go. Express lane. Satyr. A satyr. The mythological creature. Satyr. And the power goes out. And the kid can't make change. I know why it's a kid, it could be almost anybody, but the kid can't make change. No pressure. You have 5 minutes, write a story. And pretty much everybody came to the same conclusion. Not all of us, but there was, let's just say there was a lot of $20 bills and keep the change. It was fun. It was fun. So what would happen is that we'd go through the cycle and we would write the story, we would read the story, and then the moderator would ask, who thinks Nathan should stay? Who thinks Beck should stay? Who thinks Lou should stay? Who thinks Fred should stay? And in the early round, it was easy. You only had to be better than one person. Your story only had to get more votes than one guy. And then the second one was easy. There were only three of us instead of four. Still only had to be better than one. And the last round, there were only two, but you still had to be better than one. It was fun. It was a blast. Had a ball. I don't write short. It didn't seem to matter much. They're going to bring that back. That's going to come back next year, that panel. So yeah, that was, there was many late night conversations. There were lots of really interesting ideas floating around. I got to meet a guy, Glenn Kerfoot. Who I talked to him about the Sunshine Station, the Jesuit cosmology outpost in the deep dark. He expressed a willingness to help me understand what happens in the day of the life of a Jesuit scientist. So I'm not going to be able to get to that story for a while. But it's one of those that I think could be interesting. I'm actually doing it kind of as a favor to Maggie Hogarth, who made a really valid point that religion and science fiction gets a really short shrift, and fantasy even less. Quite frequently, the religious people are the villains. And that doesn't seem fair. That doesn't seem fair, because there are some really... What you believe is your belief, and it doesn't make you good or bad. So the opportunity to perhaps portray in a more favorable light. I read a book. I can't remember the name of it. Where the main characters were missionary outposts. The main characters were in a missionary outpost, and it's like Francesca arriving or something. I can't remember what it was now. It's a great book. It's fascinating, and it was really interesting to see there was a lot of mythology and old tales. Centered around the rape of the Sabian woman, the painting from Renaissance, Baroque, I'm not sure. But anyway, it was a fascinating book. And it's sort of been playing in the back of my mind. It's like, okay, what made that interesting? Was it that they were a community of faith, that the inspiration piece was this conflict embodied by the old painting? I don't know. But I've been... My source material for that story has been very sparse. And Glenn was kind enough to recommend a couple of books for me to read so I can kind of get a little grounding. And I explained to him that... He's wanted to talk to me about it, but I explained it's going to be a couple of years before I can get to that story. Those are not woodpeckers, those are roofers. I don't know if you can hear them, but you probably will before I get by the house. I've got the roof tore off, and they're laying down fresh tarp paper. And it looks like a waterproof sheathing. Paper on the top of it. That's interesting. Come on up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. So the other thing that's happened in the last week or so, besides the wandering engineer, which is, I'm almost done. Is that I've picked up a lot of new books to read. I got a new author in Lit RPG that I'm really anxious to get into, because it's somebody I know. And I didn't know he wrote Lit RPG, so I wanna see what it is. He's got two books out in the same universe as a book one, book two. So I'm really interested to see how that flakes together, how that works. Because he's a really cool guy, and I want to see if his fiction works for me. And then there's For the Words. For the Words. I don't remember if I talked about this the other day or not. It would have been Friday morning at the latest. I was still sort of looking at the game For the Words. And still struggling to figure out, why isn't this telling me what I need to know in order to do this quest? I have a quest. I'm supposed to build a Lorza nest, but I don't know what I need to make a Lorza nest. I did. Yes, those were leaves. It's a big drift of leaves right across the sidewalk. I don't know what I need to make a Lorza nest. So I was like, well, I don't know anymore. And it turns out that I was in the wrong place in the game, so it wasn't showing me. Okay. Thanks, John Zenor, for helping me out with that, for looking at the... It was funny, because I'd just been playing with it, and then John came up to me at Mile High and say, have you found For the Words yet? And I was like, well, yeah, actually, I'm like 4 days into it. And I found myself doing things at Mile High that were like, okay, it's 10:30 at night. I'm still short 150 words on the day to make my streak count of 444 words for the day, because everything is 444, whatever. Some multiple of four, because it is for the words. Okay, I get it. It's a theme. And I realized that I picked up one quest that's sort of the mainline quest, and started, after a while, started digging around to see what else is going on in the game. Realized that some of the quests required me to make things. That was all. I just had to make one. I've got to make hammers. I don't know, 10 hammers or something. I don't have enough wood. But one of them is just, okay, fight a monster. Fight 10 monsters. It can be any monster. Fight 10 monsters. And so I picked the quest up because I've already killed way more than 10 monsters. Just not all on the same day. I've won more than 10 battles. And if I had picked that up to begin with, I'd have this quest done already. I don't know what the point of doing the quest is. I get a reward. Maybe a good reward. I don't know. I did find out this morning, just this morning, what having armor and weapons do for my ability to fight the monster. It has to do with the duration and how many words. So you do a plus one, you get an extra word, so every so often, that you didn't actually write. But the word count on the file shows exactly the number of words you wrote. And I found myself doing things like, okay, let's write a little bit. So I'll write 3 or 4 lines and realize I didn't start the monster battle. So I get credit for the words in the file, which is good, but I didn't get credit for using those words against the counts that I need to kill the monsters. And I was staying up late to get the word counts in. I was I think I've done 1,000 words already today. I'm not sure. I've done some. I got my streak in. I have to kill one of each kind of monster in whatever this forest is. And there's some that I haven't done before. It was one I needed a fishing pole for. So I had to make a fishing pole. There's probably a way for me to get a free fishing pole, but I just couldn't find it. So I had the wood and everything else. I just made one. It's one of the easier monsters, so it's like, okay, well, string 10 of those together and get my 10 kills for the day in about 1,000 words. I may wind up doing that. It's fun. It's putting the fun back in writing. In a certain sense, it's distractions. Made the turn north, and the wind said, "Hey, we missed you." What it does is it gives my ADHD brain something to play with while helping me put words in. The other side of that is it gives me a different perspective. Okay, I'm going to sit and I'm going to sprint for 20 minutes and write as many words as I can. There's nothing about this game sprinting. There's nothing about this game that is focused on time. At least at my level, it's 500 words in an hour. It's like, okay, well, I want to finish this one, I want to finish the next one, and I think about what I'm going to do next. So it's much less about time, it's much more about words. And it's actually pretty good. And yes, then I have to go and see, okay, when did I get one of the drops? What kind of bonus can I get? What's my score? What level am I now? It's hysterical. And it's cartoon. And it's fun. And it's words. And I need to spend more time playing this game. I need to see that right now. Because it's making fun. But I just need to think about next year. I realize this is October. I still got December to think about it. This year is this year. I spent some time talking to my kid about how we're going to carve out our first book. We'll see how that goes. We have a strategy. We have a plan. I like it. She likes it. We're ready to rock and roll coming 1st of November. So, we'll see how this goes. In the meantime, there. Step into the garage. In the meantime, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.